You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, there's just one thing my family wants this summer.
Swimming pool in the living room?
Okay, maybe two things, but what we really want is to look cool when the weather turns hot.
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get 30% off all shorts, 40% off all tanks and swimwear, and 50% off all tees for the family.
50% off? We could get one or two things.
Or more. Summer's hottest styles are all on sale today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Cool, we're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 515 through 521. Excludes clearance, active flag, license, men's package tees and tanks, license, women, active shorts.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
My family has returned. We are now going to have paradigm shifters. Go ahead, Steve. It's all yours.
All right. Okay. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know if there's going to be another trailer in there lead-in. But at any rate, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Dickinson. Pleased to be able to be here with you. And I'm also pleased to be able to recognize and acknowledge my co-host, Marilyn Ocasio. Marilyn, how are you?
Hello, Steve. Hello, everyone. I'm doing great. Thank you. How about yourself? Good to be back.
Doing all right. Yeah. Last month when I was on, I was saying the same things that you were saying, right? That it had been some time since we've been on the air, and so just so our listeners know, Marilyn and I haven't spoken in the turn of the new year. So she said to me today, "Happy New Year," as it is now snowing in April.
Yes, unbelievable.
I think the world's coming. It's the dynamic. Is it snowing where you are right now?
Yes, it's starting to.
And I tell you,
it's a beautiful thing.
I say it all the time that for me, though I'm born and bred in New York, Brooklyn, New York. I'm not a fan of the cold and not snow that much either. If it doesn't snow on Christmas Day, it doesn't need to snow, as far as I'm concerned. Unless, of course, I'm going someplace where skiing or some sort of snow activity, and that's not too frequent, so I don't need it.
Right.
Thanks anyway. And it's like almost April. Enough of this already.
Yeah. If I go skiing,
like, I give.
I enjoy the hot chocolate and looking out the window.
That's true. You don't have to shovel the snow. But anyway, that's a whole other story. We ain't going down that road. But so what I wanted to do here today actually is just kind of pick up from where we left off last month. And last month was a bit unorthodox in that I was making the call from the stairwell of Winthrop Hospital. I was there with a good friend of mine who was getting some treatment there, so the location doesn't impact what the topic is, and the topic really had to do with the power of character in leadership. I had referenced a resource, a book that I was reading by one of my mentors. He passed away just a couple of years ago, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he was a vicarious mentor, though we certainly had face-to-face meetings on a number of occasions, but he was more of a vicarious mentor. But he shared some really, really tremendously great insights on this whole aspect of character in leadership. And, it's so interesting. The issue of character often comes up because of character failures. And there are a number of character failures that have come to light in very recent history. And we cited most specifically the presidential race of 2016. I think if it was one thing that marred the that time period for that the election, it really would have to do with the character issue and the lack thereof as far as both parties were concerned. And I see I believe we're seeing lived out today some of the fruits of that. But it's not only in politics, it's everywhere. Just a couple of days ago, I saw on ESPN that they were highlighting a particular athlete, Joe Nixon. He's actually played for the University of Oklahoma, and he was expected to go number one in the draft or very high in the first round of the draft. And that became compromised because of an incident he had where he punched a woman in the face in a restaurant. And so, which again speaks to the issue of character. There was another player being traded in basketball, being traded from one team to the other, DeAndre Cousins, his last name was Cousins. And as much as his ability and his skill as a basketball player was great, one of the apprehensions of the team that he went to was the issue of character. So I think that's something that, would you agree, Marilyn? I think that's something that is very important in life in general, but especially for those, anybody operating in some position of leadership.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you how important character is. And that's when we want to ask ourselves, you know, where are we operating from? Because we live in so much fear. And, you know, some of the fears that we have are, you know, fears of poverty, fears of criticism, fear of loss of love, fear of old age, loss of liberty, fear of death. And then we have all these negative attributes that, you know, the first one is fear. There's anger, there's greed, there's jealousy, resentment, hatred. So, I mean, I'm a teacher, right? I teach Reiki and I teach performing arts in New York. And my rules are, okay, the first day of class, I say my rules are there's no criticizing, there's no judging, no complaining, no blaming, no gossiping, because that will drain your energy. And when you operate from a place of positivity and you have all positive thoughts, and that will definitely lead to success. So, you know, there's so many times as a leader, you know, you want to ask yourself, you know, where's my character? Where am I operating from? And we have to make sure that, you know, I say the formula to success is PMA. You know, we know Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich and Principles of Success. He talks about PMA, and that's the formula to success, having a positive mental attitude, because negativity will not get you very far in life. And if the people that are leaders and they have all, you know, and the riches is not in the material. It's not in the material thing. The riches is, you know, the richness of having a family, of, you know, having a home, because you could have a house and not have a home. So, you know, all of that comes into play with, you know, when we talk about character. Right, Steve?
Yeah. Let me ask you something, Marilyn, right? Because we are talking about character in general, but also character and leadership, right? So what would you say to someone who says to you, well, you know, my character as an individual doesn't really matter. In other words, I'm not in any sort of leadership position, so why would character really matter for me? Right? You know, if they're not in any sort of
even
position
if you're
of
not,
leadership.
Yeah, but even if you're not in a position of leadership, we are all here to be teachers to others, and you want to be able to be a teacher. You want to be able to be an example. And if you're not, if you're saying I'm not a leader, then you're saying I'm a follower. But you want to be not necessarily a leader, but you want to be a teacher. If you're a mother, you're a leader. If you're working as a teacher, and everyone has some kind of, you know, leadership. And if you're saying that I'm not a leader, then I would say, well, then you have to have the mentality of a leader. And it's not only so. And if you're saying that, well, I'm not a leader, so this isn't a character, but this is characteristics and building character for everyone as an individual. But again, I'm going to repeat it one more time. You want to be a teacher. You want to become a teacher in everything that you do in life, and to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to live to the best of my ability. I'm going to live to my best so that I can be an example. And that's how we grow, and that's how we build character. When we go through all these struggles in life and, you know, any obstacles and challenges, that's when you're building character. And that, as an individual, is a character that you're building, even though you don't have a leadership role. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that, you know, what you're expressing, your points express what we're trying to get to, and that is this, that wherever you are, you are. Because since leadership is influence, wherever you are, everybody has a sphere of influence at some point or another. And so
right.
Since people are always watching, that also means that you're always teaching. So there's a correlation between those two automatically. Key is, what are people learning from observing you, right? That you are always teaching. And we teach best not by what we say. We teach best by what it is that we do. And that's what character is. Character is what you do. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, character is what you do when nobody is looking. Your character is the thing ultimately that people are able to judge you by. You know, Heraclitus, the philosopher, character is our fate. It's what will ultimately be the thing that's the decision maker in the course of our lives, and being intentional regarding it is important. We've seen the irony is this: we've seen, mm-hmm. and it becomes most visible for those who are in high positions of visibility of mm-hmm. leadership. Right, it becomes most damaging and most observable.
Visible.
But yet,
right.
I just wanted to make sure that folks that are listening here don't exclude themselves saying, well, hey, I'm not in any sort of leadership position, so it doesn't really mm-hmm. matter, but all so much to me. It matters because mm-hmm. you are, people are watching you, people are learning, and they're determining how to be or how not to be by simply observing what your actions are, what your behavior is, and that is your character. Character is that.
Yeah, and you mentioned something about character. Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You mentioned something about character is when you do something when no one is looking. And I was teaching a class earlier today, and I was talking about how when others are, you know, we were talking about people that annoy us, and I was saying how people that annoy us are people that are like babies that are crying and they have an unmet need, and we have to figure out, so what is it that this person needs, and let me help this person, instead of saying, okay, this person is irritating and annoying me. Sometimes they don't know how to communicate what they want. They don't know any better. But anyway, I where I was going is that I saw this, I think it was yesterday, as I was driving my daughter to school, I see this older lady trying to walk on the sidewalk, but she was having such a hard time because it was, I guess it was icy, and there was a high school student. She was on the other side of her, and she was not that close. She was pretty far. And as I'm watching, I'm at the light, and I wish I would have gotten this on video because I see the older lady. She puts out her hand, and then the high school student put out her hand. And it was just the most beautiful thing. And then they're holding hands and walking together, a complete stranger, an older lady, and then this high school student. Now, that's character. And, you know, she did that when nobody was looking, and she's helping this older lady. And I don't know, to me, I just thought that was just really beautiful. It made my day.
Yeah, it certainly, you find that character will reveal itself kind of sometimes even in our values, right? You know, so it's the value that individual had for the older person, but our values become the thing that are impacted. I read a quote by Dwight Eisenhower. He said this. He said, "A people who value its privileges above its principles soon loses both." Let me read that again.
Mm-hmm.
A people who values its privileges above
mm-hmm.
its principles soon lose both privileges and principles, right? And so
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the type of character that is ultimately in a person is determined by the nature of their beliefs and the focus of their convictions, both the ones that are expressed, especially in their values, right? And so when we talk about values, we're talking about, ideals or principles or qualities that we hold in high regard, right? A belief is something that we esteem. It's a standard or ideals that determine conduct. So your values are standards or ideals that determine your conduct. And so that individual that walked the older person across the street or wherever they walked them to, there's a certain value system that they're operating from, certain beliefs, ideals that they hold
mm-hmm.
that cause
Correct.
Them to operate in a way.
Right.
That we're able to see then becomes our interpretation of what their character is. But characters character reflects itself in our values. And values grow out of a personal philosophy. And we've talked about this many times before. Philosophy is simply what we believe. That's all a philosophy is. It's our beliefs. And the whole premise of paradigm shifters is the fact that whatever we believe impacts thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. Right? It allows the invisible to become visible, the intangible to become tangible. It's going to operate through that. But we're seeing how our values, what we hold as important, our ideals, our principles, grow out of our personal philosophy. And so the question to ask is, what's our philosophy? We ask this question many times, what do you believe? What do you believe, and who told you that? Why do you believe that thing that you believe? And what you believe is not simply what you say. This is important. What you believe is what you say. What you believe is what you do. Repeat that. What you believe isn't what you say. What you believe is what you do. And then what you do reflects your character. So there's the connection between all of those. I'm sure you've seen it before from Marilyn, and we may have talked about it, like that video
mm-hmm.
By Simon Sinek, Start With Why. And,
right.
The pertinent things that he expresses in there, the dominant thought is that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
And why you do it, exactly.
Simply a proof of what you believe. People don't buy
mm-hmm.
what you do, they buy why you do it. And what you do is simply the evidence or proof of what it is that you say you believe. Right? And so, that dynamic is really important for us to engage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our value. Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, yeah, you said something earlier about what we believe, what we think, and how that really makes an impact, and how that definitely creates an energy, right? Our thoughts create our feelings and what
yes.
we believe. So one of my students
yes.
earlier today said that she had this belief that, my boss hates me, my boss hates me, she hates me, and she kept thinking that, so her boss was receiving that message right? Even though she wasn't expressing it, but that's the energy she was carrying into work. And her boss was not talking to her and avoiding her, and it was not a good energy. So then after we had our class last week, I was talking about how our thoughts and our feelings and sometimes our beliefs are not true, but our thoughts create things. So she changed it. She changed that way of thinking, yep. Right? So she was creating that atmosphere. So once she stopped thinking that and started talking to her boss and saying good morning, and she stopped saying my boss hates me, all of a sudden, since she shifted her thoughts and her energy, her boss shifted her energy as well, and now she goes into work and her boss is talking to her, and it's like they're really good friends. So she said, you were carrying this belief that wasn't true, and that's what you were projecting onto her. So we have to change our way of thinking and our beliefs, because our thoughts do create, we create things with our thoughts.
We have to change it because it impacts our way of being. How we're being impacts what we do, which then determines what we have, right? So how are we being? And how we're being is based on what our beliefs are, and then what our thoughts are related to that, right? And so I would certainly affirm that if our way of being is standoffish, if our way of being is that in fear, if our way of being is that of being uncooperative, which, again, reflecting on who we are as an individual, our character, if those things exist in that negative light, it's only going to produce the negative light. But if we – and that's the important thing about character. You know, our personality, according to behaviorists, our personalities are formed from the first couple of years of our life. I think by the time you were somewhere between 5 and 8, 9, I think – I don't know exactly – I don't remember what the exact numbers are. But it's early on in life our personalities are formed. It's before we're 13 years old. First 7 years. So, but our character, however, is what's developed over time. Our character, with awareness and in conscious intent, we can improve our character. And here's the paradox with it. Once we improve our character, there's an expectation that we maintain that character. Because if we don't, we're a person of poor character, right? So it's kind of an irony. We can develop it. We can improve it. But once we get it to a certain place, or we've set a standard, then to violate it would be a person of poor character, right? So but we make the decision about what it's going to be, whether it's going to be positive or whether it's going to be negative. We make that decision. And irrespective of what may have happened in the past, we can make a new decision to improve, to have a better character. Because that's the thing that's going to impact people. Here's the thing to think about also with regard to character and values, right? That if a person of strong values, you don't necessarily need that many rules. You don't need laws to govern you if you are a person of strong character. Does that make any sense to you, Marilyn? Like if a person who operated deep conviction, high standards with regard to anything, right, that you don't need a bunch of external controls to determine what you will do, because you've got the internal control of your character reflected in your values, right?
Right. Right.
So where there's a lot of calls for. Go ahead, Mel.
Yeah. No, we have the power. Okay, we have the power to control our thoughts and direct our emotions. Or to direct our thoughts and control our emotions. We have that power. We may not have certain power from external things and external circumstances or people and certain things that we cannot change. But one thing that we can change, if there's one thing that we can change, is our thoughts. And by changing our thoughts, it's going to change our emotions. So if we have a thought of fear, of hatred, we want to change that thought immediately to a thought of love, to thoughts of hope, of faith, of optimism, of loyalty, humility. And you mentioned faith earlier too, and faith is only going to exist when we use it. So we have a little bit of faith, use that little bit of faith and keep using it. The more faith you use, it's like a muscle, and we develop that muscle and it gets stronger. And faith is the only source of energy that's going to put our thoughts into action. And the only way that we can manifest something into our lives is if we think about it, we speak about it, and we act on it.
Yeah, and I want to pick up on the last thing you said there. It's what we act on, and what we consistently act on, that affects others and affects us and affects others. When we're acting in consistent with a set standards, set values, again, we're speaking to the character issue now. That's what allows people to know who we really are, right? Again, an individual that has strong values doesn't need a lot of external rules to govern their lives, you know. So it's the aspect of, you know, our internal fortitude, right, to determine what we will believe and what we will focus on, that allows us to not have to be subject to the external circumstances that will invariably come against us. It really has to do with depth and the foundation of what internal environment is. And again, we're beginning with the internal environment of belief, but where the bigger thing is how our beliefs impact our behavior that reflects what our internal dynamics are, right? Our internal character is. From the standpoint of being a leader, sometimes, and I mentioned this in the session last time, but, you know, that people might think that, hey, I can, what my values are my business. It's no one else's business but mine. It's mm-hmm. private. And when it's all said, especially from the standpoint of being a leader, and once again, we're a leader not by title. We're a leader wherever we are. We all have a sphere of influence, which makes us a leader in some way, shape, or form. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, our values might be personal, but they're not going to be private. They can't be private because they affect other people. If a person, you know, you think about it from the standpoint of a teacher who might think that, well, you know, what I do in the classroom matters, but the teacher who is not in the classroom might be, an alcoholic or a drug abuser or child molester or whatever, mm-hmm. and they think, well, look, mm-hmm. as long as I don't do that at school, but it's going to have an effect. It's going to have an effect because the intangible, the invisible, always manifests into the visible in some way, shape, or form. But what we are looking at today really is about ability to be able to determine, to shape, to direct what our external world is going to be by how our internal, by the strength of our internal world. And that internal world, our character, who we are when no one is looking, is something that requires specific attention and focus to improve, to be able to get better. They're making an assessment. But again, from a leader standpoint, values are personal, but they're never private.
Mm-hmm.
Our values outlive the goals that we have. So goals are temporary. Values are timeless. Our goals will adjust as we go along, but our values remain the same. Right? So we want to be able to be intentional and clear with regard to what those things are because of what ultimately it produces in our lives. It's going to send a message. Our values, how we live, is going to send a message. They communicate what we stand for, but they demonstrate but the values we demonstrate by our actions they really reveal what we truly stand for. It's what we demonstrate. And so I know it sounds like we were kind of going around in circle here, but I just want to make sure that our listening audience is clear on the connection between character, values, and beliefs, because there's a direct correlation between all of those. What we believe is revealed in our behavior. Our behavior reflects what our values are, and our values are what reflect our character. There's the connection, right? And we determine what we believe, our philosophy. But it's going to play out by the things that the ideals that we hold, the principles that we operate by, our values, which then reflected of our character as individuals. And so there's a direct connection between all of those that we have to be aware of, conscious of, because of the effect that it has. You know, it's I'm looking at the clock, and it's 1 o'clock. I tell you, that time goes fast, doesn't it?
It went by so fast. It ran nonstop. Yeah, this is good stuff.
Quick closing comment. Do you have any final closing comments?
Well, I just want to close with letting everyone be aware, to really be aware of your thoughts, to make a conscious decision of catching yourself. And if you have a negative thought, to replace it immediately with a positive thought, because that's going to be so much more empowering. So just to really be aware of your thoughts and keep it on the positive note. Yes.
Excellent. And what you do does matter. Who you are does matter. That's going to have the greatest impact on the world. Thank you very much for listening. We look forward to being with you again next time on Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. Take care, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com, Blog Talk Radio, and Facebook.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service, so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.